Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the gospel lesson in the 6th chapter of Mark, where we hear this passage begin at verse 30. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught, and he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. This is God's word. With all the so-called time-saving devices that we own, you'd think that we would have so much more time to do the things that we want to do. But how often does it work out that way? In everyday conversation, most of our comments about time relate to the speed with which it is passing. For example, we are already in the second half of the year. The next thing you know, we'll be getting ready for Christmas. Don't shoot the messenger. Thank you. Busy, busy. If there ever was a busy person, it was Jesus. There was a constant flow of people wanting to see him, to hear him, to have him heal their sick, and also test out his theology. For the disciples, it wasn't much different. They were in the middle of it all. We are told in today's gospel that there were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his disciples didn't even have time to get a bite to eat. So Jesus said to his disciples, "Separate yourselves out, go to a deserted place, get some rest." They needed time out. Taking a time out is often good strategy in sports. When a game needs to be slowed down, or athletes are getting weary, or advice from the coach is needed to get the winning edge, for players to get encouragement and support, when it seems like the opponents, when the momentum is swinging in their favor, a call for a timeout becomes necessary. Do you think you might need a timeout? Now, intellectually, you may think it's a good idea, and intellectually, you may even agree that's a good idea. But more often than not, we struggle on. We're convinced we just don't have time to stop. And in fact, we might even feel guilty when we do stop for a bit of quiet time. So please hear me on this point. Jesus did not feel guilty about taking a time out. And he didn't make his disciples feel guilty either. They were human. He was fully human. They had a hectic life together. There was a sense of urgency to get as much done possible in the short time that they had. And still, Jesus had no qualms about having a little bit of time away from the pressure. And he has a concern for his disciples after they've just come back from a strenuous mission. And so he says, "Let's get away for a little while to a quiet place and rest." We've all had days where we need this kind of invitation. Think of it this way. If Jesus needed to get away for a while, Don't you think you might? And this was not an isolated incident. In the very first chapter of Mark's gospel, we're told that early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus rose up and went out and departed to a desolate place and prayed there. And at the time, it seems that the disciples didn't get it. They didn't understand the need Jesus had to go and speak with his Father when there was so much that needed to be done. And so they searched for Jesus. And when they finally found him, they said, "Everyone's looking for you." In other words, what's wrong with you? Jesus, there's a lot that needs to be done. You need to get busy. What are you doing? But do you see how we can learn from Jesus? He was never too busy or too overwhelmed by everything that was happening to take time out with his Heavenly Father and pray. Just talk. Now, of course, we can pray anywhere, even on the busiest street corner with the most compressed amount of words. That's all true. But we can collect our thoughts a lot better when we're alone, when we're apart from the noise, apart from the hustle, fixing our thoughts on God and talking to Him about what's in our hearts and minds. Yes, Jesus had important things to do, crucial things to do. That he took time to go to a quiet place and pray. When you think about it, God himself called time out at the very beginning of history. In the Ten Commandments, he laid down a clear principle based on his rest. You have 6 days in which to do your work, but the seventh day is a day of rest dedicated to me. After all, God made us. He knows better than we do how we work, what we need, and He knows we need a time out. Listen, you can't serve well if your body is fatigued, if your nerves are frayed, if you shout at everyone who disagrees with you, you're just worn out because everything and everyone is annoying you, you feel like doing anything but praising God. Both body and mind need a rest. Take time out. In Psalm 46, it says so memorably, "Be still and know that I am God." Calm down, God says. Stop a moment and remember who's really in charge here. Meditate on my word. Let it speak to you. Then let me know what's in your heart. It is so hard for us to slow down because I think we're often trying to prove ourselves. We're often trying to prove ourselves to others. And we're often trying to prove to ourselves that we're okay. But you know what? That's why Jesus sent us himself. That's why we have a Savior. That's why Jesus was sent to a cross. That's why he adopted us into his family through our baptism. That's why he feeds us his body and blood again and again to assure us that we are forgiven. That all the things that we have done to waste time are forgiven. That's hard for us to grasp. God forgives all of this. Even those hours that we worked so hard trying to prove to ourselves or others that we're worthy, trying to justify our own existence, Jesus has justified your existence by His death and resurrection and offers you His love as a gift. All our misspent hours have been nailed with Jesus to the cross. All the hurt that we've caused others because we were too busy. All the harm we've done to ourselves because we tried to cram so much into a day were nailed with Jesus to the cross. They're gone. Let this word from God today be a catalyst to challenge and comfort you. Take time out with Him and be refreshed by one who loves you so dearly. Please pray with me. Come unto me, ye weary, and I will give you rest. O blessed voice of Jesus, which comes to hearts oppressed. It tells of benediction, of pardon, grace, and peace, of joy that has no ending, of love that cannot cease. And whosoever cometh, I will not cast him out. O patient love of Jesus, which drives away our doubt, which though we be unworthy of love so great and free, invites us very sinners to come, dear Lord, to Thee. Amen.